Bletchley Park is all bustle. There's lots of people in here, not just station X's, but people probably arriving by the coach load to come and have a look around the amazing museum, the computer museum, the war history museum, and everything else that's obviously here at Bletchley Park. The laughing in the background you can hear are a collection of geeks. Would it be a gaggle of geeks? Mickey Strange, what's the collective noun for geeks?
I would imagine a gaggle of geeks is probably as close as you're ever going to get.
If anybody else knows the collective noun for geeks, please let us know. It might be something more digital. A few of the people that are here, you've got Matt Barnstorm standing next to me. What's your Twitter name?
It's Raymond, R-A-E-M-O-N-D.
Twitter name?
Puntofisso.
Spelt?
P-U-N-T-O-F-I-S-S-O.
125 F8.
Yep, that's me.
Over here, this gentleman is not on Twitter. He is the... who are you?
Father of...
Father of Thomas Haggart, Paul Haggart.
And your Twitter name?
I'm Thomas Haggart.
Yeah. And I'm Paul underscore Clark.
How many times have you been to Bletchley Park?
First time ever.
This is the first time? Why do I think that you've been here before? I don't know. Maybe I saw you recently. Yes, here in spirit, definitely. So, awesomeness. Mickey Strange, obviously, we spoke to before. And we've got other people from Bletchley Park themselves. A couple of people are buying drinks, and some people have wandered off to the toilet. So, all go. Today is an important day, because today is, in fact, Alan Turing's birthday. And here's Kelsey to tell us all about. Well, this was accidental that we arranged the Station X, wasn't it? And then we thought, let's make a day of it.
Well, yes, I think we then pretended we'd planned it specifically for Alan Turing's birthday, when it was because it was the only day you were free.
Which is also my brother's birthday. So over in Brazil right now, where he lives, he's probably actually still in bed. But later on, he'll be up and celebrating as well. How old would Alan Turing have been today?
He would have been 98 had he lived, had he not died so tragically at the very young age of 41.
Which is amazing to think that he could be sat here with us at 98 years old. That is pretty amazing, and makes it even more of a tragedy. Not even 100 years ago he was born.
What it does make you wonder is, had he lived into old age, how much further ahead with technology would we be today? And we're all sat here with our iPhones and everything else, but we could have been even further ahead.
That's right. You never know what kind... I mean, the breakthroughs that he had made already, what could have been possible if he'd just been, you know... Just go out into the country, sit in a shed and think, because that's what he was absolutely amazing at, and coming up with digital solutions before digital was probably even a proper word.
Absolutely, and artificial intelligence and all the... He was a real computing pioneer. But watch out, this is 2 years from today will be the centenary of Alan Turing's birth, and there are an awful lot of events and activities planned around that centenary, so watch this space for lots of commemoration.
Easy to remember, the 23rd of June, it's 2010 right now. He would have been a Cancer then, I believe.
Oh, I don't know my horoscopes.
You should read it. I only do because that's my brother, but we should read his horoscope.
You should, yes, you should.
Mickey Strange is here. Mickey had decided, and I foolishly agreed, to organise a slow bicycle race. What does that entail? It's not just your normal bicycle, though, is it?
No. Well, you can use pretty much any bicycle you like, but the fact that you've got a folder and I've got a folder and they're quite convenient for getting around, I thought that would be a good idea. There's a few sites on the internet that say there are rules for slow bicycle races, but I double-checked with a guy on Amsterdam Eyes, one of the bigger cycling blogs, and he's said that there shouldn't be any rules at all. The idea is just to get from A to B as slowly as possible and ideally not putting your feet down. Just a lot of fun.
How far is A from B?
Can be anything you like, but the longer it is, obviously, the longer the race. And if you're going slow, it could take all day. So maybe about, I don't know, 20 metres would be okay.
20 metres sounds epic in itself. So looking forward to that. And you've bought a bottle of wine as a present to the winner. I guess it would be called a prize.
Well,
what kind of wine and why?
It's Côte de Rhône, because I'm a massive fan of French ride, and it's the Préférence Vineyard, which is one of the 13 single vineyards in France. So a very nice single vineyard wine. And the reason I got it was because, even though you said in your boo in the week that you weren't competitive, when I originally mooted the idea of the slow bicycle race, you did say the winner buys the beer. So,
ah, so did I? I've forgotten all about that.
So the bottle of wine is here, but yeah, it's just a small token. Just nice for the winner to get something.
And it totally makes sense that we should be toasting Alan Turing's birthday as well. We, only 2 days before, day after tomorrow, of course, is George Orwell or Eric Arthur Blair's birthday, and I'll be at his graveside in Sutton Courtenay for a socialmediapicnic.com where we'll be celebrating and talking about civil liberties and all the other bits and bobs. So a week of birthdays for sure. When's your birthday?
My birthday's in February, 20th of February.
Mine's in February as well. Nice one. Okay, cool. So we're going to get on with all the bits and bobs, the conversation, the talking about tech. I've already seen your Acer Aspire dual boot Android stroke XP
Lappy. Maybe Ubuntu at some point in the future once I get the RAM upgrade done.
Try bootable netbooks. That's what we're here for. Technology overload. Speaking of technology, if I can just butt in here, what was happening last weekend and who are you?
My name's Lynn Jones. I'm Operations Manager at the National Museum of Computing, and we've just run a vintage computer festival last weekend, actually.
All over the news?
Everywhere, yes. I was even on Sky News Live on Friday lunchtime, which was a bit nerve-wracking, but I was so busy I didn't have time to even worry about it. You know?
And I believe someone, one of the many geeks that tend to descend on events like this, rigged a Spectrum, was it 48K, to tweet...
Yes, it was. It was the hit of the BBC website, actually, and there was a good piece on the technology section, and the headline was Spectrum Tweets or something like that.
But it must have been a slow news week.
It was a very popular item, and lots of people took photos of this Spectrum.
There's loads of stuff going on. What other kind of bits and bobs?
Well, we had lots of exhibitors from big retro groups, retro computing groups like Acorn World. Retro Computer Museum from Leicester. We had a selection of machines from Haverhill. There's a museum over there as well, Museum of Computing. No, I forget. Computer Presenting Computing History, that's it. They came and did an exhibit as well. So of all the major retro collections in the country, we have representation of probably about 90% of them.
Wow. And you've got a big bag of... T-shirts and mugs here celebrating. Where did that come from? You're commemorating because you've got so many of them and you are willing to impart them to people on Twitter, people who want to visit the website.
Yes, please, yes. And all profits go into the sorely needed funds for to keep doing the museum open. And we have a few T-shirts and mugs left. So I've reduced the T-shirts to £10 each, which is a bargain. So if anyone wants one, just give me a DM. It's Lynn Jones.
L-I-N-J-O-N-E-S.
Excellent. All going to a good cause. So, awesomeness. Thank you so much, Lynn. I'll let you get on with your conversation that I butted in on. And we're going to go outside in the sun, I believe, and maybe break up a very, very slight sweat riding bicycles very slowly.